tariffs did a poll from May the 1st to May the 3rd, and in the course of that, they got into should the president resign or step down. People opposed it 77 to 13. Also, it pointed out that there's a strong undercurrent in the country to give the president, you know, a very definite benefit of the doubt in the whole matter. And that, you know, there's 3.5 years to go, and there's a lot to be done feeling comes through. So,
we understand.
I mean, we sense that.
Yeah,
the, that's right.
Who's asking her step to resign? Absolutely not much.
Well, there's no big, you know, push for that. I thought this was interesting because despite the use of the word,
yeah.
I think what it shows is what we discussed in Florida.
Right. And let me indicate you're going to brief today, are you?
I think so, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at the news story, point one, a point about whether or not on the state of Florida was very careful with their own and so forth. The answer is yes, it was. I mean, I don't think that I would get on it. I would say the state would speak for themselves. They are playing a categorical presence. You know what I mean? So when I said, you talk about knowledge, good God, knowledge is something, Ron, that I really can't honestly say because I read the newspapers, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I mean. I read the newspapers, I read reports, I read what McCord said. I have, in other words, I have knowledge of, I may have, but I don't approve.
Right.
Those, what we're really talking about is
well, that's the way I
should be. Knowledge and proof that as I have followed this case, obviously I followed this case, but until I began my own investigation, I didn't get the facts. I follow the facts.
In other words, participating.
I'll be perfectly honest. Like, for example, I didn't participate. I had no knowledge of the goddamn breakings when they had occurred, that's for sure. I had no knowledge of the goddamn cover. No participation. No authorization of it, no knowledge of the goddamn cover up. I read about it. Not that it was a cover up until I began my own investigation. And what was the other thing?
In the statement.
No. They asked about knowledge of what?
The Segretti activity.
Segretti?
Yeah, the espionage.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Segretti stuff. I don't know anything about it. Segretti stuff.
Right.
Never heard of this Segretti.
Right.
Absolutely never heard of it. Right. Is that part of that's part of the human chart?
No. They just asked Jerry whether or not the fact
no.
that we said no participant,
well,
no.
That's right. I wasn't in the campaign, frankly. That was it. That was an honest to God truth. You know, Chapin never told me about security. Holland never told me about security. I didn't know about his goddamn tricks. No, sir. I was miles away from campaign tactics, except for positions.
Sure. Well, I think if they ask me, there are two ways to answer that question.
But I want to be sure that we don't appear to be the president. Look, but gentlemen, I stand flatly on it. I just can't think of how we could do it. It's flat.
Well, there are two ways to do it, gentlemen. The president, yes, it was carefully drawn.
Yes,
the use of the word participated was drawn because the president did not want to make a statement which would imply prejudgment.
That's right.
In other words, if you would have said you were not aware of,
that's right,
that would suggest that there was or that you had knowledge of a cover-up and you're not
that's
aware
right.
to draw a judgment like that.
That's right. That's right.
That's the
right.
point.
That's right. The word participated is used because I am not going to say the cover-up is alleged. In other words, that has to be established.
Right.
Because the legal book, the question basically has got to be answered in court as to whether what the motives of any funds gathered the defendants was for their funds can be gathered. They had a dinner for Ellsberg recently.
Right.
uncovering it. Right? That's a very good point.
Now, then to go on to say, gentlemen, I'm not going to start expanding on a statement which we issued here in relation to this. Obviously, not having participated also means not having authorized, not having been aware of an intent to cover up.
Not again, no awareness, whatever.
Intent to cover up.
That's right. If I knew, then of course,
Now, he knew of the burglary?
Yes, he informed me of the burglary.
Well, I'm sure he did.
I don't think.
See, the
I'm sure he did it too, Ron. You see how John is now. He's in a hell of a bind. It looks like he was keeping something from me. He should have told me. You know, everybody that tried to defend himself. Could you talk to Bob about
this? Yeah, I can talk to Bob.
I can say, now look, there's one thing you've got to say that I have no independent regulation ever, but John never told me about this goddamn SP. I learned about it when I started my investigation, you know, during the course of our investigation in March, when I learned about the picture. I mean, the picture that was in front of Spot. Which, incidentally, we did not have a White House. I emphasize to you again that the Justice Department had this information. And I authorized the Senate Justice Department so that it had proof of, you know, they might have to come in and testify. As soon as they had proof of the money, even with the picture and everything else, they didn't have the proof, you see, because Crowe had not told them. And it was then that Kleindienst and Peterson came in and said, we've got to get this out to the judge. And I said, send it to the judge. My record is pretty good on that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a rumble this morning on that one. In terms of the suggestion that you had, for a period, or someone on your behalf, had attempted to prevent that disclosure to the court. Now, that's not true.
Not true. Not true. Absolutely not.
Kleindienst and Peterson came to you on the 15th, as I recall.
They did.
And
they didn't have to disclose your amount at that time.
Well, you never did say to Peterson anything, not to get into the national security area, not to provide the material to the Ellsberg trial.
No, sir. The only thing I said to him was this. I said to Peterson, I don't know how they're rumbling against, but I did say to Peterson on one occasion on the phone, I said to him that when you question on, you cannot get into national security matters. I said, that is perfect. I mean, I put it that way.
Right.
But your question, I said nothing about the Ellsberg trial. Nothing whatever. I said nothing about the information that they had. When they talk about the rumbling, you mean somebody is Peterson claiming this or something?
No, there are distorted reports out this morning suggesting it's not a problem. I don't even think it's worth addressing. It's just one of those confused things. Not related to Dean at all. Not related to illegality at all. It's just one of these silly things that there was a delay.
There was a delay.
Yeah, presenting the material to Matt Byrne, to the Matt Byrne court, to the Ellsberg court. Now people,
because of the national security.
That's right.
That's very possible that is true because of what. But I didn't call it for that not true. The moment they came to me and said we should present it to the court, I said I absolutely agree. But they didn't. They hadn't had the they had been investigating for 10 days at that time. I mean the Justice Department. I asked you can give Kleindienst a call. He came in and told me. He said I said we love you. You've got to have known about this for some time. And he said yes we have. We've been looking into it for 10 days. see that that explains why Justice, at that point, did not tell the firm, look, Hunt had done this, because
it didn't produce no results.
Well, what makes it wrong, Ron, is to have a date, as I understand the law. What will poison in a case is if you get illegal evidence and it's used, you know what I mean? In this case, they didn't get any legal evidence that was used, if you see my point. And that's why they're going after the case. They could drop the case right away if it's never been used. So in this case, I said that Hunt was investigating. I said he was in. Because I knew then at that time, April 15th, I think that all of the Hunt had been involved. And this probably goes back to the March period, that Hunt had been involved. No, hell, I didn't know I'd been involved. The Fed announced to me that had been going all the time.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we've known that for months around here. I said he was investigating and that stuff. And I said he conducted some investigation and did it in the Elder. No information was obtained. But just leave it loose enough so that it says yes, maybe your judgment is better than mine, I want to say, but
I just think we stay clear of that pretty well.
As much as you can, yes. But don't get us in a position where I'm lying about it.
No,
I have nothing to lie about.
I know that.
That's the...
We have to always keep that.
It's the real tragedy that they have to be sort of dragged by people that, you know, I recall that one conversation with Peterson on the 15th.
Hillary sent a cable. The Soviets want to announce the summit on Saturday.
Right.
And I'll mention that too. Night's a good day to do it.
Five would play them, so they'd be from there.
No, we'll be there. Coordinated announcement. Simultaneous announcement at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be even stronger. Be nice to get something out of that.
Yes.
Somebody said a really remarkable holiday. This thing dominates the news so much, isn't it? This thing is unbelievable.
It'll pass out of the scene in a while, though.
That Harris is rather interesting. He said, what is the question of these that the president should resign because of the insurance?
They don't list the question. They simply state flatly that 77-13% of a majority of the American people do not think President Nixon should resign.
And then they go on to say something about the fact that people are wanted over with or something like that.
Well, then they go on to say that the people endorse the idea of a special prosecutor. That's already been done. Uh, 59-31%, the majority agree with the statement that President Nixon still has most of the second term in the White House to go, so he should be given the benefit of the doubt in the Watergate buggy and cover-up.
That's about what the public support is. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's almost 2-1.
I think the figures, if they show anything but a trend, certainly show that the American people will support the bold type action that you're contemplating taking. I think we can take it, and I think we should. And I don't think, if we can't do it by Thursday, I think we should wait until Monday. I talked to Al last night, and...
After he talked to Rogers?
No, I haven't talked to him since he talked to Rogers. But on the plane last night, just before we got in, we cannot, in the move you make, simply make moves of shuffling people internally. Because as I told Al, my view of that is that in itself is an act which suggests that the president, you know, can't go out. Of course, the
see you take the rockets.
Well, I agree with your point on that.
Yeah, I just think that would be an enormous thing. Then, going out, like, oh, what do you mean by oh?
Well, I'm talking about like Al's idea, just, I don't know the names yet, but for example, the Lynn Califano play.
Yeah, that's right.
I still like the Kissinger estate thing because...
I know.
But I understand why that can't be done. That gets a certain smart going.
Probably not in the spark. It just seems like we're the Secretary of State resigns.
No, but the
Rogers is considered to be such a...
Well, Rogers wouldn't maybe go to the outside thing. Maybe Rogers could be a special consultant or something. Or maybe that's not a part of the play, but...
Conway was certainly a part of it, but...
Well, Conway still is a part of it, that special consultant.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. That's okay.
Pretty good, at least.
But what I'm talking about is you know, the other moves in terms of the domestic council and so forth.
Well, here's the moves that you're going to make for sure.
Lebanon thing is still festering, but there's nothing to worry about on that. The Lombardi, the U.S. man in Mexico who was being held, was released late last night.
Yeah, I know. Certainly,
I didn't know he was
released.
Well, he's
actually paid him off.
The river convoy finally reached on pit. First one in the last 2 weeks. The North Vietnamese have invited families of some Americans who died in North Vietnamese to visit their graves. That's a part of the ongoing thing there. The Richardson Special Prosecutor
got a good play, yes.
The Denial, incidentally, got a good play, too.
The Denial?
Right.
Yeah, they played it. They were very carefully phrased. Maybe that was the main difference. Christ, You mean very forthright, so then I'm not going to go with the beginning. I wouldn't try to fancy Dan around.
No, I'm not. I'm going to quit.
Just say, tell him the president has no knowledge of this thing. He had no participation in this. He's trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
see, your point about the cover-up is the cover-up assumes that there was a cover-up.
Right, sir.
And that immediately convicts Mitchell that everybody who contributed to the gun. It's an alleged cover-up. My language is very...
I just say, look, I was there when with the president. I was there when the word participated was chosen. And the word participated was chosen because there's an alleged cover-up, but the president did not want to say anything that would suggest
individuals who
make a statement from the president.
Individuals who may have contributed to the defense of that, which would be with the property of their members' property. We're guilty. I mean, that's something for the court.
And I'll make the point that the president conducted an investigation, as you know, and he simply did not want to make a flat assertion in his own, you know, in this. So I can work that out for that.
Right. Nothing else I want to ask me about the
wounded knees over, of course.
Yeah.
People finally gave themselves up.
That'd be a big story if it hadn't been for Watergate.
Brief today here on the Disaster Preparedness and Assistance Act of 1973, which has been transmitted to Congress.
Did I say Colson's Hunt eventually blow the whistle on Colson?
They're going to get to him.
Probably.
Soon.
What have you asked about that?
There's nothing for me to say about it.
There's no comment whatsoever. I never knew about any such a goddamn silly son of a bitching thing in my life. But you see, Hunt's my name. Probably given up on this. So that they talk about, for example, that's the best answer to clemency. God, if you had clemency, you wouldn't be talking.
The news reports this morning indicate that the prosecutors are going to make a decision sometime today or tomorrow on the immunity question on Dean. CBS reports that the prosecutors have decided not to give immunity to Dean. That is just a report. Do I think it's bad?
What do you think?
No, I don't think it's bad. I think once he is aware of the fact that he no longer has an opportunity to get immunity, then it will be tougher.
That's what I should
have. No, he won't be tougher.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Well, what would his motive be?
Oh, to just pull on everybody else.
No, I don't think so.
We did not.
Well, he doesn't feel you did.
Yes. Sure. Remember I had that statement.
Well, I don't think he'll be tougher. What can he be tougher with? What can he be tougher with? Now, there's another interesting line in that. I've heard this before, and I can't recall where I heard it before. It's just a crazy maze. That Dean has a fear, an obsessive fear of going to prison because of his young boyish looks. He's afraid of being molested, therefore.
That sounds like Magruder said that.
That's somewhere I heard that. I think it was Magruder, but here it's a strange association because.
Maybe they were.
Maybe. I don't know. Now, but the story goes on to point out if that is the case and Dean has not received immunity, then they could bargain with him at the time of conviction, so he may not be too tough, say, by that time.
Well,
I am not worried about John Dean.
He's going to be eventually your problem. Mainly because, just like I have talked with you at this moment, I talk, you know, very freely. Well, I don't think so. I'm honest. I said, talk to people. I'm
sure.
I talk to Dean this way. I mean, as I said, the only thing that I have concerned about. Crazy damn business that bit them on one of them.
issue to be resolved from there. Of course, you know, the other thing you have to keep in mind.
Well, also, not only, I must say, in fairness to their
burglary for national security. What? conducted by two key agents for the CIA, but it happened to be had been conducted by Hunt and Liddy,
who became later involved
in the Watergate, who also were involved in an awful lot of other stuff, allegedly, you know, like the Cuban, I mean, the...
The problem we've got, I must tell you, is this. Ehrlichman hasn't saved our city. The national security files, you know, as I've told you. I don't know how much of that is unclean stuff. I never want to give it up. Right now, I mean, we better expose the day of the Democrat. They're trying to get you. Those dean papers, you know.
Yep.
Because the court is
how the Justice Department files a motion with the court. When said they're going to do that this afternoon. Speculation is that they are not.
If they are, I think you can anticipate that his lawyers will lash out the president very hard. The president.
They have to be smart enough if they lose the immunity battle not to sit to line up as such a big target.
I told you, of course, the Washington.
Where to?